guys, you are joining Nate Clear and Non-Dell Influencers podcast. Today, we actually have Addy Pavlovich from NewZip. And if you're a loan officer, if you are a retail originator, if you're a branch manager, if you're a non-delegated correspondent, and you're looking to increase your purchase business, your sphere of influence, adding real estate agents to your network, you need to pay attention. You need to watch this podcast. Addy, thank you so much for joining us today and talking with us about NewZip.
Yeah, Nate, thanks for doing it, man. Happy to be here.
Yeah. So if we could, right, let's just kind of, set the table. What does NewZip do and how does it kind of help lenders with everything that we've already talked about?
Yeah, absolutely. So really the vision for NewZip came when I was working at Keller Williams Corporate. I was their head of innovation. We had decided to launch Keller Mortgage through an acquisition. And the idea was to have this synergy between Keller Mortgage loan officers and the 160,000 Keller Williams agent. And so upon, going deep on that problem, we identify there's a ton of opportunities for synergy between these two individuals. And really the Venn diagram of what happens when those two people's worlds collide, especially at top of the funnel, can really create some unique solutions. And so when I left Keller, I set out to build NewZip to empower lenders and loan officers to basically have almost their own dedicated real estate brokerage, whether it's agents nationwide or agents in their local network. They want to get their attention and collaborate with them. It's really kind of solving that synergy between those two individuals who are so crucial to the home purchase process.
Right. So do you have any idea? I mean, you're talking about some things that are near and dear, certainly for our customer base, from a first fundings perspective, being in the warehouse lending space, working with independent originators day in, day out. I'm hearing, and I'm curious what you're hearing, that more of the home buying process, that purchase process, is actually starting at the lender level.
Yeah, so NAR does an annual study on what is the first step in the process that individuals take when they start, wanting to buy a home. And so obviously like going online is like the number one thing. I'm like, they shouldn't even ask that question anymore, right? That's a given. Right. But what's really interesting is that the number of people who contact a realtor first has always been like owned the lion's share. And now that's equal to the number of people that contact a lender first to get pre-qualified, especially for the Gen Z millennials, the first time homebuyer demographic, which is about to be the largest demographic in the U.S. in terms of population share. They are like almost like half the time they're going to the lender saying like, what can I afford, right? This market's so difficult. Let me understand. I'm on Zillow. I'm browsing. Let me understand my pricing filters before I talk to a human that they're going to, it's going to try to sell me or pressure me. And so we're actually seeing the trend go a lot more to talk to the lender first.
Right. One of the things that I know I hear, you're coming more from a real estate background. My background's more on the lending side, certainly. And we're kind of having our worlds, come together in terms of us even having this conversation. Lenders, I think oftentimes loan officers find like, I've got to work with realtors so that I can get purchase business, right? But they're like, it's a necessary evil, right? It's difficult working with this real estate agent, that's just... But a lot of it comes down to the communication between the two parts or the understanding of what each party is doing gets lost in the sauce. What does NewZip do to kind of help bridge that?
Yeah, there's two layers to our approach, right? And we didn't create the model of like, hey, loan officers, working with an agent. But we like to think that we've added a software layer to it. Yeah. So we have our service layer, which is what we do is kind of unique. And it provides quality assurance, is we have licensed realtors who are W-2 employees of NewZip. We assign them to every lender partner to say, hey, when you interact with a customer, now you can have someone who's right next to you that can also have a real estate conversation with them and they're licensed. The reason that's important, right, is because loan officers are trained, hey, get them pre-qualified, get them pre-approved, get them the letter, right, and keep in touch. So it's like the metaphor I like to use, if it's like a digital store, they walk into your store, they get pre-approved, you give them a letter and you're like, hey, good luck out there. Make sure you use me, right? And then they go find a realtor that's going to recommend their buddy, or they're going to find something else out there. And so we are really educating lenders to say, don't let them out the store. Say, hey, let's have a real estate conversation right here. I have someone next to me that is a licensed realtor who knows this area. Let's talk about what you're pre-approved for, what the inventory number is for the homes you're looking for, what areas best suit you. So the idea is to keep that all in-house rather than being dependent on a realtor you may or may not know, kind of driving that conversation and relationship. So the idea there is, like, we provide that service layer. We can connect them to an agent in your network. We can connect them to an agent out of your network if you want to find a new agent. But that's where the software layer comes in now, is that we give the loan officer full visibility into all the activities the customer is taking with the realtor. And what's really interesting there is, right, you're dependent on phone call, email, text, your relationship with this real estate agent, whether you know them or not, to keep you up to date. And you're looking at, you know, maybe a weekly or biweekly update. We actually require our agents to give an update every 3 to 5 days. And then we mine that data to understand what's the most likely outcome of this customer. Meaning, hey, this person's looking at a lot of new construction homes. You're going to have to compete with builder financing because we're looking at the properties that are going on showings. So right. There's a ton of data to unlock there to make loan officers more informed and empower them to be more proactive rather than reactive to situations based off of the interactions that customers have with the realtor.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's huge. I hear it all the time. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. You know, they get pre-qualified and there's no inventory, right? Everybody's talking, we got to have inventory. Yeah. You know, what I got pre-qualified for, there's nothing in the area that I want to live, you know, that I want to live in. Now I got to go find this fixer-upper, et cetera, et cetera. Well, they do the pre-qual letter and it's like 6 months later, right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you know, they've been following up, you know, every, you know, 30, 45 days with the borrower, like, hey, did you find anything? Did you find anything? And then all of a sudden it comes down to, oh my God, you know, this guy ended up going with such and such down the street from me because the realtor said they had to use their guy and they had no idea, right? So what you're saying is that NewZip would be able to capture that information, ensure that not only your communication with the borrower is maintained from the lender side, but to whoever the agent is, at least you've got a better idea of who they're shopping with.
Yeah, and then we have a vetted network, right? We have 15,000 agents in our network. We cover 80% of zip codes, which we can talk about how you can scale your business leveraging that, right? Yep. But we also empower you to use your own agents. And it's kind of crazy to think, well, hey, if I can just send it directly to them, why would I use NewZip? And the reality is we are much better at qualifying and nurturing these customers than your average realtor. Because we've built a ton on the back end to do what we call dynamic nurturing, which is exactly the instance you created. Like, inventory is so tough out there. Some of these deals are not going to happen 6 to 9 months. So when you just hand it off to the agent right there, you're fully dependent on them coming back to you, right? You just kind of lost control there and you hope you get updated. Whereas with us, you can keep that in-house and have a realtor that's going to keep in touch with the customer, help them track inventory, send out market reports, right? And then you get to be in the know what's happening and whether, you know, hey, the customer's gone unresponsive, so don't hold your breath on this pre-qual closing. Or B is like, hey, they're actually doing certain activities. They're still interested. You know, you should call them next week, right? And that's a much more different customer experience when you're there when you need them to be rather than hoping that they come back.
Right. So let's say that I'm a lender and I'm looking to expand, right? So I've added on a new branch. I'm like, hey, you know what? I see that there's a ton of opportunity. I'm here in Dallas. So Denton is like just taking off, blowing up, right? So I want to open up a new branch there, but I don't know any realtors. Is NewZip able to help me out with that?
100%. You know, what we're trying to educate the industry and why I'm appreciative you brought us this platform is a lot of retail loan officers, when you talk to them, they are dependent, right? For the ones that are really dependent on realtor referrals, their business is where their realtor relationships are, which is a geographic area. It is a very small radius of, like, you know, the zip code or the county or the city that they're in. So what we're trying to say is your business could be anywhere. We can help you open up relationships in different cities, different states. So now your business isn't just dependent on who you can connect with, you know, physically in person. You can get licensed in the state over and, hey, you know, NewZip, we have, you know, 200 agents in that state that we're going to connect you with. and they've all been onboarded, trained, and vetted to understand how to collaborate with a loan officer so that you can hit the ground running and already have an in with those realtors. Because we're spending a ton of time finding good realtors, training them on our platform, and, you know, listening to them, what they want from a lender relationship. And to really think of us as, like, sometimes we can be a matchmaker between the two and really kind of open the horizons for a retail shop to say, hey, you don't have to be confined in this area because you can only get so much market share in your hyperlocal area. Let's expand, kind of land and expand, so you can get that same amount of market share in a bunch of different cities and increase your total addressable market.
Dude, this is awesome. So tell me, you know, from the lender standpoint, I think I understand it, right? Is that I've got connectivity with the real estate agent. I get, you know, kind of a curated process for the follow-up mechanism of it. The real estate agents that are on the new Zip platform already know how to use and interact with the software. Are they also being scored?
Yeah. So in the background, and what we tell our agents, hey, you're not just scored on, you know, how well you do the transaction, right? Like, hey, you closed. Like, what, win-win, everyone's happy, right? It is the frequency of the engagement. And realtors understand that, hey, we need to be in the know. Otherwise, I can't provide this predictive analytics solution to the loan officer, which is really valuable, unless you keep us in the know. So we have SLAs where we say, hey, you need to respond to the customer this fast. You need to, you know, connect with the LO on day one, you know, like set up a call, schedule an appointment. And so we can help facilitate all of those things to make sure that that handoff is there and the realtor is doing their job, right? And that's, you know, coming from the real estate industry, I think there's like 2 million realtors, right? Like, it's crazy the amount of people that have gotten their real estate licenses that
it's are more real estate licenses than there are houses up for sale, right? Like something like that.
Almost. And so really think of us as like, we help you filter through all that, because what you don't want to do is, like, you know, connect with a new realtor and you're really excited to work with them. And, you know, a realtor drops the ball, it could really put a bad taste in the customer's mouth. You get a bad review because you're associated with them, et cetera. So because it's like we all know, you know, if you listen to this podcast, you know the stat, like, this is the largest financial transaction people make. And like 40% of people cry through this process.
Right.
So the goal is to, like, reduce that number, not increase it. And so, you know, we filter out those agents to make sure that top quartile production, they get it. They know how to work with loan officers. And most importantly, they have really good reputation, right, in their hyperlocal area.
Yeah. So cool. If I'm understanding, I've got the ability for me to go out there, open up a new market, work with NewZip. I'll have kind of an existing base of real estate agents that are out there that want to partner with a lender that's going to be able to be competitive, et cetera, right? Let's talk about, I've got existing real estate agents. They're not under this umbrella. What does that look like? What's in it? I mean, naturally, right, the lender would want this kind of systematic approach. I'll actually have better analytics on, you know, where I'm referring business to, like, how's that actually coming through? But what's in it for the realtor?
Yeah, great question. So how we operate today is you bring the agent and network. So what's in it for the realtor is we're leveraging our network. We have these mortgage lender relationships across the country. So if you're comfortable with the concept, you're inviting this lender to the network, right? We say, hey, invite all of your agents. And now they're in the NewZip network. There's some perks to that, right? They're going to get customers from us because we work with a ton of consumer direct shops nationwide that we're actually going to get leads to that realtor. But that realtor needs to adhere to the program. And that's all because of you, right? And so as of today, you have to invite them into the program for them to kind of reap that reward. And we see 9 out of 10 agents be excited to be in the network, say, yeah, I want to be in this network. Like, it's so hard to find deals. If I can build better relationships with lenders, that's great. And then alternatively, what we're going to be launching relatively soon is the ability to say, well, hey, I just want to kind of manage my own network, but I want analytics on them. So we'll pull in like MLS data to keep you up to date of all the activities they're doing. Because again, we're trying to mine this, what's historically been off-market data, to mine it and to make insights that help the loan officer of, hey, this realtor has a listing. Hey, this realtor just closed a home. So you can kind of touch them call them, touch is like a real estate right. nurturing term, but you can have a campaign associated with how to make sure that realtor is aware of your value proposition and aware of the things that you're doing well. So what we do with every lender that comes on is we actually create messaging about the value proposition of what makes that lender unique or differentiates themselves. And then we send those to all the realtors in that area of every connection they have. So that we're kind of promoting the lender, but we're like a third party, right? Resource. So it's not you saying, hey, we're great.
Open for connections on their profile, right? Like we're here, we want to help. If you need a resource, we're here.
Yeah. And we go to the realtor and say, hey, listen, you're an awesome realtor. We got you in this network. We have this awesome loan officer, right? Like we have vetted it. We're third party unbiased. And we're going to put you guys together because both of you are trying to do more business. And right. like there's synergy if you guys collaborate rather than not collaborate. And right. Realtors are just as hungry for great loan officers as loan officers are hungry for great realtors. That's the reality.
So are you also seeing that, these guys are, we have the scorecard capabilities for the lender to score the realtor. Is there also a flip of that where, okay.
Everyone scores each other, right? Hey, how'd it go? How was the interaction? How was the closing? So sales managers love us because you can give them visibility and reports into, hey, here's how all these deals happen. Right. And like when everything's great, everything's good. And the data shows you in our platform. But when things are bad, when deals get dropped or deals don't attach, we create a report and share with the sales manager just to say, hey, here's all the activity that happened, and here's where it fell through. Most of the time it's outside of your control, but sometimes it's a learning opportunity to train that LO, especially if they did a ton of refi before. We're seeing a lot of that in the market, which is like, we give you visibility in how that loan officer is performing, not just like generating realtor relationships, but how they're collaborating with the realtor to get deals done. And so we try to be as unbiased and say, hey, here's what happened. Here's the data. We don't want to get into finger pointing of whose fault it is, et cetera. But there is like a training and education element to what we do that we're realizing is really valuable to salesmen.
Yeah. What do you guys find? So I'm sure you guys have guys that are absolutely killing it on the platform and the guys that aren't doing it. What's separating them? What do those look like from the lender perspective?
Funny enough, it kind of goes back to the first thing we talked about, which is having a digital strategy, having a digital presence. The lenders that tend to just have, doesn't have to be perfect, but they have some element of that, just tend to have a better customer experience, get more, I'd say like digital reputation, because even if you're meeting these people boots on the ground and shaking hands, they are going to look you up online and they're going to judge you about it. And so I'd say the lenders that are doing it really well understand how to present themselves and market themselves to this specific demographic we're talking about that is increasingly going to lenders first saying, hey, like I need to know how much I can afford, like make it easy for me. And then, let me come to you. Don't bombard me with like five calls, right? In the next 10 minutes, like text me, right? We see text is like the number one way most of the people in the persona we're talking about want to have a conversation. Right. The goal of those texts is to turn it into a phone call. We have to understand like what the customer wants. And it's more and more digital interaction, more dynamic interaction via SMS. And some lenders do a really good job of doing that. They tend to be a little bit more successful from what we see.
Yeah. So if they, like we're talking about, you need to have like a point of sale that can go directly from your website, need to be mobile friendly, need to be, kind of technology focused in order for this NewZip platform to fit into their, existing system or process flow, et cetera, and for them to actually reap the benefits, which is getting more business. So can we talk a little bit more about, I certainly understand how it's helpful to be able to retain the leads that you have, right? There's a lot of people that are out there that are spending money on Google ads, Facebook ads, buying leads, et cetera, purchase leads. And so they're taking those and they're pre-qualing them, and then they're finding that they aren't working with a realtor, right? Because we're saying about 50% of them aren't, right? They're coming to the lender first. So now we want to make sure that they're in the network. I know you touched on it briefly before about the realtor bringing deals to the lender. What does that look like? And if you could, of the deals that are closing, I don't know if you have this stat, how many of those are actually being sourced back to the lender that's on the NewSIP platform? Like a brand new realtor relationship. What is, can you give me a ballpark what that is?
Yeah. Great question. I don't have a stat top of my head, but I'll tell you typically how it works. It's one, getting the introduction, right? And having them be somewhat vetted, verified. And then two, it's really, it's a lot more difficult to measure, which is why I don't have a number off the top of my head, because it's a lot simpler when like the lead flow is through the lender to the realtor, right? From the realtor to the lender, it's all about consistency. It's about, you know, celebrating your wins, having them follow you on LinkedIn or social. If you have a social presence, some people do, some people don't, right? I'm not massive on social by any means, but it's one, just getting in their network. And two, it's kind of earning their attention, right? It's when you keep knocking at the door and saying, hey, use me, use me, use me. It feels like a sales pitch, right? Yeah. What realtors are really looking for is a relationship that they are in a really tough inventory market. People are being priced out constantly. So they just want a lender who has a way to differentiate themselves and has a unique value proposition. And every lender is trying to invest in that. So really what we enable them to do is give them a platform to communicate that to the realtor in a way that's not salesy. It's more or less like the realtor, you know, thinks, well, hey, like I should probably check these guys out. They seem to be crushing my market. You know, I see them everywhere. And we just help facilitate that introduction. And then once you add that agent in your network, obviously where we want to be is for, to give you the ability to measure the ROI of that relationship.
Right.
You know, how many times have you contact them, how many leads have they sent you? Oh, those leads, how many have they closed? How many have you sent them? All of this stuff is just like, no one's tracking this today. And that's where we had our aha talking with some of the largest retail lenders in the country. They were just like, oh, it's really unique about your platform. Is like, now I'll be able to actually track and measure this thing that I haven't been able to do ever, right? Like I'm just dependent on my LOs building these relationships. I don't know how good they are. I don't know how valuable they are. I don't know the ROI. Therefore, it's really hard to develop a campaign or marketing to touch those people if you don't really know, you know, where they are today. And so we try to centralize all that to be like, hey, we're your platform to manage all of your agent relationships.
Yeah. And it sounds to me, right, like you hit the nail on the head on one of the things that we talk to, you know, a lot of the people that subscribe to this podcast. And it's, you know, how do I increase my business is, you know, making the move to going independent, branding myself, you know, being a non-delegated correspondent, how is all this going to help? And you're essentially, you know, giving me all the feedback that I'm telling, you know, the listeners that we have to this podcast. It's that you want to be able to brand yourself, right? Close loans in your own name. You need to be able to have the flexibility and control over pricing so that you can win those deals and show those realtors in the NewSIP platform that you're able to get those tough deals done. You can get them to win. You've got the flexibility from product, et cetera. So I really appreciate that. It sounds like it's, you know, it'd be a lot more difficult to be successful in that platform if you're just a broker of somebody else, as opposed to actually being able to be the lender on those transactions so that you truly can show the differentiators.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you don't want to be a commoditized product, right? At the end of the day, the interest rate's the interest rate. There's only so much you can do. So you have to find a ways to stand out, to increase your value prop. And that's really where we can come in and say, hey, by working with this realtor, right, if the lender generates the lead, which is happening more and more, you know, we can do the cash reward program. So the agents actually sign a referral fee agreement in our network to pay us a share that we give back to the customer. So you can actually save the customer 50 bips on the buy side or 100 bips on the sell side our program.
Start over. Okay, we're saving money now. Okay.
Yeah.
Talk about money. All right. So tell me about this program. So how does this work?
Yeah. So how the program works is if you as the lender get to the customer first, right, we are going to qualify and nurture that. And then we're going to match that with the realtor. That realtor is going to say, hey, awesome. I've never worked with this lender. You know, thanks for giving me this lead or pre-approved. Great. I'm going to do a great job because I want, you know, to have a good rating in this network. And so they agree, right, because we've done all the upfront work, that they're going to pay a 30% referral fee for the right to have that customer. And in return, so we collect that 30% referral fee. We give majority of that back to the customer as credit at closing. So we say, hey, customer, you know, you've opted into this program. You trusted to work with this lender's preferred agent. So, you know, you're going to have this great concierge experience. And we can talk a little bit more about what that looks like. But yeah, you're also going to get this 50 bips on the buy side that's going to go as credit at closing. So we'll save you a couple of $1,000 and decrease your cash to close. So that's what we do it on the buy side. If you're selling, right, and, you know, lender's like, well, I don't interact with a lot of sellers. But in the fact that you're looking at someone who's trying to buy and sell, we can save them 100 bips on the sell side through a pre-negotiated discount listing fee with that realtor. And so these realtors are willing to do these things to be a part of our network because we have leverage. We have these relationships with a lot of lenders nationwide. And so we take that leverage to create it into cash rewards that right. The loan officer can say, hey, use me and I can, you know, I can save you 50 to 100 bips to differentiate themselves.
That's huge. And do you have an idea what the percentage is of these new home buyers today that are vacating a property that they're going to end up needing to sell anyway?
We see about when we see folks selling, about 75% of them are selling and buying.
Yep.
Most of the time it's actually in the same city, right? Different zip code, new zip. Right. But some instances it could be, you know, they're moving to a different state. And so we can service both of those because we have that 80% of zip codes covered in the US.
Yeah. I mean, so that's the winner-winner, right? Is that whoever's going to be buying the house is going to have somebody that's going to be selling that house, right? And then whoever's vacating that house is also another potential borrower for that lender, right? So you could, yeah, I mean, it looks like you could save anywhere from, about 200 bips total across three transactions. I mean, that's powerful for the lender.
Especially in this market, right? So we've been trying to educate the market that like, hey, you can squeeze a little bit more savings. It's a relatively new concept. And the way most of our clients package it up is they call it their concierge program, right? So say, hey, we can provide real estate, you know, services now, right? Through NewZip, we can give you cash rewards. And then going back to that home advisor, it's like, we can give you someone, we can live do a live phone transfer right now to have a real estate conversation. We provide that. And we don't just do it up until we get them into the agent's hands. We stay attached to that entire process. And we actually have a moving concierge product where we say, hey, we'll help you book the movers. We'll help you change your utilities, change your driver's license, et cetera. Like all of that is provided by NewZip, but we empower our clients to white label it and call it whatever program they want. Most people call it their real estate concierge program so that they can differentiate and stand out and attract more leads, both from customers, borrowers, but also from realtors.
Yeah, no, that's huge. Makes total sense. So let's get down. I know we got a couple of minutes left. Brass tacks. If I'm a lender, I'm sold, right? I see this definitely helps me on my purchase business. It helps me retain the expensive leads that I'm getting in. It provides me a platform to be introduced to new real estate agents. I can be scored so they can see that I'm winning in their area. Therefore, they should send me more business. 100%. I get it. What's it going to cost me?
It's free. That's the crazy part. that's how I appreciate this platform.
No, you're not.
We do the service for free, right? We get paid when we win and when you win. So it's a really easy pitch to say, in this market, right, you need to differentiate. You need better conversion. You need your borrowers to stay attached to you through the whole transaction. And we provide that completely out of the box for free. And we've been like, we have a software licensing agreement. It's really easy to implement. We have a bi-directional API, so you can use our software. We've done everything to do because, listen, at the end of the day, we're a startup in this environment. We understand, hey, you know, getting a marketing budget or getting a budget approved is just another obstacle. And we rather just, hey, we'll give you this program today. So most of our clients, we can onboard them within a week to just start offering this program, train the loan officers, sign the software licensing agreement. We're SOC 2 compliant, so all the data is safe. Like, we truly are trying to make it easy to win more deals for realtors, for lenders, for ultimately the customers. And there's enough unit economics in the model between the agent referral fee that we can actually thrive as a business while also helping lenders and helping customers save.
This is awesome, man. Addy, I appreciate you taking the time, getting on the webinar. Guys that are subscribing to this, or if you haven't, this is your first podcast, please sign up. You can go to nondellinfluencerspodcast.com. We're on all the major platforms, Spotify, iTunes, Prime, all that stuff. So anyways, if you guys are non-delegated, you're looking at becoming a non-delegated, you want to go from retail into going independent, you're a broker making the transition, subscribe to this podcast. You'll find more information akin to NewZip and others that'll help you make successful in the space. We appreciate you guys listening. Addy, thanks again for your time today.
Yeah, mate. Thanks for having me. Had a good time.